Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us as he does most Mondays. Sometimes it's a sheriff, but most of the time it's Chief Deputy Shane Tucker from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. Good to talk to you again.
Always good to talk to you. So one of the cases that caught my attention from last week was the Pace man that allegedly had this minor out of Arkansas staying in his home with I generally try to there's a lot of cases involving children and harm, and I generally try to stay away from them just because there's so many, and it just bothers me a lot. But this was kind of in the news a little bit, so can you tell me what's going on here?
I can, and you know, Andrew, this was a disturbing case, not so much because of the egregious nature of it. I mean, indeed, it was egregious, but honestly, because it's so common. This is the kind of stuff that happens just every day in this nation and quite often here in the Panhandle. But we got contacted by an agency out of Arkansas expressing some concern that a missing juvenile from their jurisdiction could possibly be in danger in our jurisdiction. So we did a little digging around. Our deputies did some investigation, and they actually located this 14-year-old child in the home of a 32-year-old Pace man. Now, it appears that they most likely met on some type of social media platform, and potentially this man went and picked this child up from her home in Arkansas. The suspect was arrested, charged with interference with child custody as well as lewd and lascivious battery on a victim under the age of 16. But again, the disturbing part is not just the nature of it, but it's how common it is.
You know, I remember going back to the Cleveland, I think it was, the House of Horrors in Ohio with these three women, and, you know, and mm-hmm. those weren't minors, but, you know, and this is, and we had the other case a couple of weeks ago. I don't want to believe that my neighbors, that any of the people that live anywhere near me could be involved in something like this. But, you know, we walk our streets, we take walks, you know, almost every day, my wife and I, and we know most of the neighbors. I just don't want to believe this is going on everywhere. And you're telling me that this, among other things, is something that we all have to keep our eyes out for.
We do. And, you know, to put it kind of in this perspective, you know, 20 years ago and going back beyond that, a child predator had to leave his home to go find victims. Now they can do it in the comfort of their own home, you know, thanks to the internet and social media. And that's what many of them do. Rather than run the risk of getting caught out on the street, they find their victims from the comfort of their own home. And when they feel like they've got one, that's when they actually leave to go get one.
So parents that are listening to this, and not just citizens who are concerned about other people's kids, but parents who are concerned about their own kids, I know we've talked about this many times, but I never want to stop saying what people ought to be doing because it's what they need to hear until they start doing it. What do parents need to do?
Well, you know, honestly, in my opinion, Andrew, you need to think of your computer, your internet access as a firearm, a completely legitimate item to have and use, and the benefits are innumerable. But you would not let your child play with a loaded firearm unattended. Neither should you let your child play on the internet unattended. If you have children in your home and internet, you need to know what they're doing, when they're doing it, and with whom they're doing it. The internet is no safer than a loaded firearm for an unsupervised child.
Wow, that's about as frank as anybody's ever said it, and that's a great analogy. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Anything else that happened last week that you wanted to talk about? I guess there was an odd sort of ramming and kidnapping or something case that took place, too?
There was. Our deputies responded to a neighborhood in the Milton area after we received a report of a possible kidnapping that had followed the intentional ramming of one vehicle by another. When the deputies arrived, they discovered that a female had been forcefully removed from one of the vehicles after it had been rammed by the suspect. And it wasn't, but a short time later, we were able to learn the suspect had actually taken the victim out of the original vehicle and changed vehicles. So we started boloing for the new vehicle and ultimately located it a short while later. And we were able to arrest the suspect without incident. Now, after we made contact with the suspect, it became clear that the two were actually married at some point recently. However, the victim did not consent to go. And so the suspect was charged with aggravated battery and kidnapping.
Wow. Where did this all happen?
In Milton.
Okay. Wow.
It originated in the Skyline area of Milton, and the resolution was in East Milton.
Okay. Wow. Well, all right. Last question I have for you, and, you know, it's not necessarily a current event, but it is something I've been kind of curious about. With the construction of the new courthouse and the transfer from the old one to the new one eventually, I'm just kind of curious what Santa Rosa County Sheriff's perspective is on that facility. And, frankly, have you guys been invited to be involved in the design and, you know, the parameters of how that's going?
Oh, certainly. Good question. Some of our input, and matter of fact, a lot of our input has been necessary for the actual design and the layout of that. You know, the court security, which works out of the courthouse, is staffed by deputies with the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. So their input was necessary for a lot of the issues in involving the security. You know, what we look for, the changes, any change that makes our local criminal justice system operate more smoothly and more efficiently is going to pay dividends for us. You know, if we can get cases moving in a more expedient manner, then perhaps we can keep some of the population of our jail out. We can get some people out of the jail that don't necessarily need to be there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a good thing. You know, one of the other side of that, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just something we're going to have to deal with. The larger the courthouse, the quicker the operation, we're going to have to put more deputies in the courthouse than we have now. But that's, you know, that's something, that's a price we're definitely willing to pay for some increased efficacy, certainly.
All right. Do you even yet have a notion on that staffing increase target, or is that something still to be figured out?
I don't have anything concrete.
Okay.
But just preliminarily, I would a ballpark that I would venture to say we're probably looking at maybe 3 additional deputies.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're everywhere and they're easy to find right now, right?
Absolutely. We just got people tripping over themselves to be deputy sheriffs.
All right. But these are the realities. And as you say, a worthy trade-off, but still, you know, that's going to carry its own wrinkles. Chief Deputy Shane Tucker with Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, always a pleasure. Thank you for the information. Thanks for keeping us safe, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.
You bet. 817 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Davis Allen has traffic for you.
Just received a note that as you're traveling southbound along Garcon Point Bridge, it actually, once you go through the toll plaza, it's delayed on Avalon, but once you get through the toll plaza southbound, it flows smoothly into Gulf Breeze. That was a note I had received. However, northbound coming from Gulf Breeze into Pensacola is slow moving. Now, if you're taking a look at Highway 90 Causeway, it is delayed, backed up almost to Pace. As you're going southbound into 9 Mile Road, there's an accident over there by the intersection of Scenic Highway and 9 Mile. So I guess actually technically this would be a westbound thing. Now, as you're going southbound on Highway 29, it is delayed between 9 Mile and I-10. There is construction going on over there. And the front gate of NES Pensacola, actually not delayed anymore. It is flowing smoothly. So good news there. If you notice anything else out on the roadways, you can give us a call at 626-2611, and this report is brought to you by Elite Services Quality Clean. They can help you with your tile and grout, rug cleaning, and upholstery. It's not clean unless it's Elite Services Quality Clean. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
So, you know, Christina Leavenworth, they sold 130 homes last year. Okay, she and her team at Leavenworth Realty in a depression, or in a, you know, in a down economy, sorry, with the bridge out, with the COVID and all that kind of stuff, you know, kind of limiting a lot of things, and they figured out a way to operate very effectively in that environment. Well, what she used to tell me was, Andrew, if we agree about a price, I can get a home sold in 30 days or I won't take a seller's commission. The other day, I was talking to her and she's like, Andrew, honestly, right now, if we agree about a price, I can get a home sold in about a week. Pretty much 7 days, I can get a home sold. They had one over Marcus Point, 3 offers in a day, end up above list price. They had one by the mall. It was 8 offers in a single day. She's like, Andrew, we figured this out. We figured out how to do it, how to take the pictures, how to stage it, where to post them, what to say, how to organize everything, how to have the right people answering the phones, and then just get the home sold. So if you are thinking about selling, you want to know what it's worth, you know you want to sell, and you just want to make sure you get a good price for it, whatever the case may be, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they can help you. 723-9158, 723-9158. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. I do have to tell you this. Remember about 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago, I was telling you about this news story came out recently that because pollution is down during COVID, people are not driving their cars or operating industrial as much because there's not as much need, that pollution is down, but global warming is up because pollution has a tendency to prevent the sun's rays from heating the earth as much. And so there's actually been a spike in hot or heat specifically because of the decrease in pollution. And so really what we need to be doing is making more pollution to stop this global warming. People texted me some funny stuff. Somebody says, quick, everyone get in your giant SUVs and drive. We have to save the planet. Somebody else, I just heard every liberal scream with regards to your pollution statement, I imagine. But it's an interesting one, right? I mean, just something to think about. 822, my dad, I was talking about this with him, and he's like, I'm surprised they allowed that to be published in the paper. I'm like, yeah, you know, every once in a while there's news. 822 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Oh, I got a pair of tickets. No, excuse me, I have a four-pack. It's not quite a six-pack, but it's more than a four. It's two. It's four tickets to go see the, now that I've made it confusing, Women's Basketball Session 2, March 5, for the Sun Belt Conference. Remember that tournament's coming. So the Sun Belt Conference, Women's Basketball Session 2, March 5th. That's the Sun Belt Conference coming up March 5th. I've got four tickets. Here's what you got to do. You ready? You got to tell me a team in the Sun Belt Conference. Just a school name. You don't have to give me the team mascot or anything or team name or anything. Just tell me a school, any school at all that's in the Sun Belt Conference, and you can have these tickets. 437-1620, 437-1620.
You know more because you listen to Dave Ramsey, 1 till 4 p.m. weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Good morning. It's our frivolous segment. This is where we talk about things that we know do not matter. Although I will tell you, today's what we're going to talk about today might actually matter more than anything else we've done today. I don't know. It's weird. It's kind of like that, but because it's a relationship sort of related thing. But here's the deal. This was inspired in me by a story of a Danish woman, okay, who has a really, really, really robust unibrow. And a mustache, by the way. And if she didn't have them, you would otherwise, generally, you'd look at her and you'd think, oh, she seems pretty cute. But she just happens to have an awful lot of mustache and really, really big, vivid eyebrows all across her forehead. And she says, Eldina Jaganyak? I don't know. That's close. As best I can do. She says, she's fed up with the ridiculous beauty standards imposed on women, especially when it comes to hair removal. She has ditched the tweezers that she once used to trim back her unibrow and the razor to shave her upper lip. And she says, I'm done. I'm just going to keep being me. And, you know, you can just, if a man doesn't shave and pluck his eyebrows, no one notices or comments. It's nothing out of the ordinary. If I let my unibrow grow out, I did feel like there were extremely limited options on how women were supposed to look. Tough. Focus on me, love me for who I am, or we don't need to be dating and I don't need to marry you. So what that raised to me was an interesting question. 437-1620. I have my own thoughts about this particular attitude, by the way. We'll see if we get into that. I'm sure we will. But the question for the day is 437-1620. What's the goofiest thing that you ever broke up with somebody over? What's the goofy the thing that, you know, in the grand scheme of significance, you realize that Like, I mean, take this example, okay? If you had a woman who was, you know, she's sexy, she's funny, she's decent and virtuous and capable and good with kids, and she's, you know, got lots of friends, she's got a good spiritual relationship with God. I mean, she's got everything but a unibrow. And, you know, I can't do it. That's what, you know, maybe he says. He says, well, that is the dumbest thing I ever broke. So that's what I'm asking. 437-1620. What's the dumbest thing, that you, or maybe disqualified, maybe not necessarily break up with, but, like, wouldn't date because of? 437-1620. Davis, do you, this only works, by the way, if you play along. So I'm hoping to be very entertained by your answers. I hope you're embarrassed a little bit by them, but that's fine. 437-1620. Davis, do you have a, dumbest, goofiest thing you ever broke up with somebody over?
I do. I first want to mention that the Danish woman does have a very prominent unibrow. I just Googled it. A very attractive person, though.
Exactly.
Nonetheless. So,
and a mustache. Don't forget the mustache.
I did not notice the mustache. No, I do see the mustache now. Okay, well, anyways, the picture
which
I saw.
She's right. Men have these standards, and women, you know, are held to a certain standard. Men are not held to that same standard. She's definitely right about the bias. But go ahead.
So I'll be honest. Mine dates back to high school, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, I think when you are a freshman in high school, you're dumb, no matter what. Especially when it comes to dating, you know, first time for everything.
I feel like this is a preface.
I'm trying to explain my logic here, but I look back and I'm like, wow, I was dumb. So I was upset because my then high school girlfriend wouldn't change her Facebook status on relationship from single to in a relationship.
Wow.
Because she was wanting to hide it from her dad. So I took it as like, you're like embarrassed by me, ashamed of me and all that. No, her dad was just really strict and, you know, good guy, by the way. I did eventually meet him, but no, that was why she wouldn't change her Facebook status. And I look back now and I'm like, I don't even think about the Facebook status and I'm engaged, but no, actually my Facebook status has changed to engaged.
But if that were the thing that stood between you and, you know, happy marriage, you realize today, oh my God, I was so dumb.
Yes, I think that...
Even though
that
it worked out pretty well for you in the end.
Ultimately right, yes. Right. I had to learn that was a silly thing.
All right, 437-1620, 437-1620. She had a Fred Flintstone foot.
Wait, what?
Oh, Fred Flintstone feet.
Just really big feet?
I guess. You know, how often is that going to be an issue? I don't know, Andrew, when I'm holding hands and walking down the street and she's wearing flips, I can't not see him. I'm so embarrassed. Man boobs. Oh. 437-1620. But, you know, you should be attracted to your person, right? You should be attracted to your person. And if something is, you know, you got to kind of draw that line of like, what's appealing to me and what's really unappealing to me. Cause, you know, there will certainly be opportunities to be unappealed to over the course of a marriage. And listen, as every married person who's been married for a while can tell you, some of the things that you found super attractive in the beginning change. You know, we all fade a little bit. 437-1620, not my wife. No, actually, seriously, she's extraordinarily gorgeous today as well. But still, you know, I mean, I'm not as pretty as I once was. And I don't know that I was all that pretty to begin with. Somebody said, I had a first day with a nice guy. He was an hour and a half late picking me up to, I'm not sure.
I think he's just taking me up for a date.
It took him too long to get ready. It took him longer to get ready than it took her. Okay. All right. Yeah, that seems relatively small. This person says, I was turned off by a girl I liked because she had hairy legs. See, this brings back to the unibrow thing. I know people are not going to like this answer, but to me, the woman who says, I don't care, I'm not going to do it. I won't change my physical appearance at all. I think, well, okay, what I've learned about you is that it's going to be hard to be married to you. Well, Andrew, how dare you? No. Marriage is all about compromise and doing, you know, what the other person will make them happy, serving them, you know, helping them make it. If the different, think about it the other way around. Well, how shallow of somebody to say that she should reduce her facial hair in order to appeal to you. Well, how shallow of her to say that she do something like that if that broadly, as she admits, widens her pool of men who would be interested in her. Doesn't that go both ways? Doesn't that shave both ways, so to speak? 437-1620. Oh, I haven't given you mine. She had hairier legs than mine. I wish I had one. I wish I would tell you what it was if I had one. I can't remember exactly why I broke up with any of the girls I ever dated, but I will tell you the one that, having been married now for a long time, I got really lucky on, but I know I wasn't shopping for it in the beginning. And this is like genuine. I'm going to take a second and be like genuine, serious advice. I love my wife's voice. I love my wife's voice. By which I mean there's a lot of women's voices I'm not a fan of particularly. And one of the things I am, because I wasn't trying to find, I wasn't shopping in this regard. But I will tell you, you know, there's, you can wind up with, and if you don't like somebody's voice, here's the reason I bring this up. You're going to spend a lot more time talking to this person than anything else you're going to do. So I think my personal advice to people is marry somebody whose voice you like, because you are going to hear that a lot. I'm reminded of, we're watching Friends now, so it's kind of on my head, but we're, you know, Janice, right, on Friends. And of course, Chandler's kind of funny because he breaks up with girls for all kinds of ridiculous things. But that's actually good advice is, you know, there's a lot of things about a person that are superficial that you might like or dislike. I recommend strongly that in all the substantial stuff, just make sure you like that person's voice. That's good for men and for women. All right, that's our frivolous segment for the day. Davis Allen, time for traffic.
Yeah, taking a look at Garcon Point Bridge. Yeah, very slow in both directions. As a matter of fact, southbound is delayed at the Garcon Point Road intersection, and this is as you're going all the way through the toll plaza, which keep in mind it is still free, but only reduced to one lane, so many cars trying to get through it, you know, it's causing these delays. Now, the bridge itself, north and southbound, also just appears to be slow moving, so just be ready to pack that patience. Avalon Boulevard northbound, by the way, is also checking in clear now, along with 9 Mile Road, I-10, I-110. Oh, and by the way, I want to throw this traffic note out here. I was telling Andrew this earlier. I think Olive Road construction's done. I think it's all done. I went on it yesterday, and it was, in my eyes, completely done. So enjoy that. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
So living in the South, wonderful. Living in the humidity, not so wonderful. We all know that it's colder here than it should be, and it's hotter here than it should be because of humidity. And the reason that happens is because the moisture in the air makes it so that your skin encounters that temperature, whatever it is, different from your own body temperature, as more robust, as stronger, okay? And so humidity really affects your experience of a temperature, making it worse in both directions because of the high humidity. Now, outside, you can't do much about that, but inside your home, same problem, okay? This is why it can feel too cold in your home or too hot in your home, is not because of the temperature itself, but because of the humidity. So here's what you do. You take that humidity out. You get it down to what it should be, 40 to 50%, then Southern Climate Solutions and their whole home dehumidifiers, that's exactly what they specialize in. And what that'll mean for you is that cooling and heating your air will be easier to do. You will not mind the hotter or cooler air if you don't choose to heat it. It'll be cheaper to do in both directions because you're not fighting the moisture anymore in what you're doing to change the temperature. All these things, okay, that can be money savings as well. So aside from all the stuff about health and, you know, mold and all that, just in terms of temperature and enjoying your home, Southern Climate Solutions can help you with that. SouthernClimateSolutions.com.
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend.
That's a pretty good Billie Eilish. I like that one. It's, you know, I, again, listened to a bunch of her stuff and thought, eh. But there are the two songs.
Yeah.
The two songs that are really, really quite good. Good morning. 850 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and let's do sports. We don't usually do sports right in the segment. Let's go ahead and do it first. Time for Davis Allen with a quick shot of sports.
Well, we'll go ahead and get into some hockey action. Pensacola Ice Flyers had two games Saturday and Sunday, unfortunately, both of them were losses. So they do drop two games, one against Huntsville and one against Birmingham. In the golf world, I'm going to say this a little slower because I know it kind of threw off Andrew earlier, but Max Homa, H-O-M-A.
I know what it sounded like when you said it, and I know I can't be the only one that heard it wrong.
So anyways, Max Homa, he was the winner of the Genesis Invitational, also a local guy from that area, not here, but from L.A., so he really was emotional after that one, considering it a hometown win. He had just beaten out Tony Finau in a two-hole playoff. Also, Novak Djokovic and Naomi Osaka are winners of the Australian Open singles, so congratulations to them. And spring training is here. That's right. Fielders and hitters, they have reported to camp, and one of them not reporting to camp is Ian Desmond for the second year in a row, citing COVID-19. He said he will be opting out this year, which I heard a really hilarious comment the other day. It says, instead of quitting your job, you should just opt out. That, therefore, you're not quitting. You're just opting out. It makes it sound somewhat better. I'm David Sallin with your quick shot of sports.
All right. 852 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. So we talked about this a little bit with Matt Gaetz earlier today, but this is something that just in the grand scheme of the stuff that is being worked on in Washington, I mean, it really is. It's like everything President Trump did for the last 4 years, they're trying to wipe out, undo, whatever. And I understand elections have consequences, but the guy who came in claiming unity and bipartisanship, and now it's just ram, ram, ram. And this one, Jen Psaki, when the press secretary has been asked about gun control, she's been pretty cagey, you know, hasn't said a whole lot, except to say that Joe Biden believes in, you know, gun restrictions. And so what can we expect to come out? But this one that has been filed is just, I mean, it's insanity. They're wanting to do a gun registry, like a federal, everybody who's got a firearm to register your guns. So as a start, like that's not even the worst of it. But this gun registry, this would be, you know, everybody sign up. Here's what we got your guns. Okay. Then you'd have to basically qualify for a license. You know, so you're going to have to get a license to own a gun, which I've actually lived in a state that had gun licenses, the firearm owner identification card in Illinois, the FOID card. Okay, so I've lived in that. I was a liberal when I grew up, so I didn't really think too much about that at the time. It just was the way that it was. Now it's just amazing to me that that still exists, but that does exist. So you had to have you didn't have to register your guns per se, but you did have to be qualified in order to own one. You know, you had a FOID card. That's part of what they want to do. They want people to go through like psychological evaluations before they get. This is a Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas. Okay, so you know where this comes from. You also would everybody everywhere would only be able to be buying a gun at 21, which is what we have in Florida at the moment. Sadly, amazingly, complete background check. I'm not so opposed to that. Psych evaluation, really, as a preliminary. And complete a gun training course. I actually don't mind that too much either. I like people to be trained. I just hate restrictions on the Second Amendment. And I know that all of these things wind up coming from people who just want people not to have guns. Or they want to have just the kind of guns that they can be in control of. The other one is you might even, okay, to obtain a military-style weapon of any kind, you might have to do psych eval of the spouse, of former spouses, to other family members. I mean, seriously. And there's a limit of anything, nothing 50 caliber or more. Again, I don't know that everybody exactly needs a 50. I'm not even sure what 50 caliber gun. I guess a Desert Eagle is a 50 caliber anyway. You know, it's not a very popular gun style. But the notion of these people just look at the Second Amendment and think, no, we don't need that. Doesn't even apply. Doesn't even make sense. Now, what would the Senate do with this? What would Biden do with this? What would the Supreme Court do with this? Yeah, time will tell. I mean, time will tell. But you know he's going to be pushing for restrictions on the most popular sporting rifle there is, the AR-15. You know they're going to push for restrictions on anything more than a 10-round magazine. You know that's coming. You know, because ugly guns are the scary ones, even though pistols are more often used in crime and suicide than any other gun type at all. But this is, I think, where we're heading. I just don't know how far down the road we're going to go. 855 on News Radio 92.3. And you say, well, the Supreme Court. Well, yeah, Heller's there. The precedent is there. The Supreme Court is there if they don't pack it. And again, I hate to think this way. I like to think like government should work. You know, Joe Biden, if anything, has been an institutionalist through his career. But there doesn't seem to be any respect for anything going on right now. 437-1620. Davis Allen has traffic on the fives.
Yeah, let's go back to Garcon Point Bridge, where Avalon Boulevard, if you're going southbound trying to head towards Garcon, it is delayed as you're passing Garcon Point Road trying to get through the toll plaza. And it should clear up just a little bit at least move a little faster once you get through the toll plaza. Going northbound does appear to be slow moving up to, through the toll plaza. Once you get through there, it checks and clear all the way through Avalon and onto I-10 and I-110, which are both flowing smoothly. And the front gate of NES Pensacola showing no delays. That's the case for 9 Mile Road, Olive Road, Scenic Highway, all of these roadways. I'm Davis Allen with you. Traffic on the fives.
You know, we always think about Frontier Motors as a place where you're going to buy a good car, you know, a late model, low mileage, good quality used car. And that's all true. Okay, that's true. But maybe you don't wind up buying from them. Maybe you buy from somebody else or you shop somewhere else, which is fine. You should shop around. Do that. And by the way, shop early. Like, don't wait till it's a crisis. Don't wait till you need a car. Shop when, you know, you're not pressured. You're not under stress. You're not freaking out. So go early. But ask them for their help. In fact, ask them, you know, what's my trading going to be? What's a good price for the car I'm looking for? Maybe you don't have it on the lot, but I want to buy it from somebody else. You run me a Carfax if I'm going to buy a car from somebody else. You see, all of these things, they figure, see, here's their strategy. If we help enough people, eventually enough people buy from us. And if we just help enough people, that's fine too. We can do it. We can afford to do it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 8:59, time for future news. Davis and I tell you the truth before it's true. Will the Secretary of FDOT become an elected position? Will this wingnut idea that I've been running on this morning, will this actually wind up changing the Constitution?
Yeah, no.
I also don't think no, unfortunately. And there's good reasons we can talk about it. Gulf Breeze audit, will they pass it the next time around when they get one about a year from now?
I think so.
Yeah, I do think so as well. And are we on the path to agreement about OLF 8?
No.
Yes!